This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
All right. So what's been happening?
Thanksgiving was a reminder to me that the holidays are just so rough. It's like so good. And I'm so grateful for so many things. Such great family and really good family time. Mm-hmm. But I am thrown off so much mm-hmm. when sleep is disrupted mm-hmm. and travel just does that, being in a different place in a different house. And it was a good reminder for me for like what to expect for Christmas, what to let go of at Christmas time, you know, like the protocols I need to set for myself of like, I am okay mm-hmm. with my kids eating X number of bowls of sugary cereal in a day. Mm-hmm. And then I insist on protein.
You know,
like,
yeah,
stuff like that. Just, yeah, yeah. Still kind of recovering from Thanksgiving, and Chris has COVID for the third time. Every time he's like, I think this is COVID. I'm like, no. Like, I never think it's, I'm like, this is a cold. And then it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's always it's COVID. Always
oh, I'm sorry. So you got your hair cut.
Got 6 inches cut off my hair. Yeah, life updates for everyone. Things I complained about that have now happened. My mom visited and she was like, I heard you need a haircut. Like, let's make that happen. And I was like, oh, thank you. So that's more manageable now. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten back into running.
Nice.
It happened before Christmas. And it's just such a gift. And I'm doing it really short. I'm doing more like walk, jog mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. or like hill repeats. But anytime I'm out and running, it just brings back all these memories of cross country mm-hmm. and running with my dad and running with really good friends and running in college and post-college. And like, what a gift my dad specifically mm-hmm. gave me of like teaching me how to run, getting me into running. It just brings me so much joy. Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet. I like receive all of that. I accept all of that for you. But it's so funny because Alex and I went out on a date this weekend and I was like, I hate running so much. And I went on this long tirade because I signed up to help at our kids' school for this like, I don't know, it's like, you know, like a mile and a half marathon, whatever, for like some kid, whatever. And I signed up and then I was looking at the sign up more closely. Supposed to help for like half an hour. And I was like, this description like doesn't really tell me what I'm doing. And it almost kind of looks like I'm supposed to lead the kids in this like mile and a half run, which like is not going to happen. And I'm like frantically trying to figure out. And then I'm like, maybe I can like slow run for half an hour. Like, and then I'm like getting on my treadmill. I'm like warming up walking and I run for 2 minutes. And I was like, that's not going to happen. I cannot keep up any pace at 30 minutes. And I'm actually feeling pretty good, like physically and strong with my workouts. But like, that is just not my workout advice. And I feel like I see so many people get injured by running and like don't like stretch or, you know, compensate with the other muscles. So I hear all of what you're saying and I'm like, I am thrilled for you. And that is like the best. And then I'm just on this.
I know. I mean, it is really hard on your body.
Yeah.
And I think I'm appreciating that a lot more. And so I'm just like doing little short chunks. Mm-hmm. But my dad introduced me to Strava, which is like social media for your workouts.
Oh, cool.
So you like, you post your workouts and you see what other people are doing. Yeah. Now I see how much my dad is running.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you are running so much.
Does that mean that people will stop posting their workouts to Facebook?
They should. No, they probably post from Strava to Facebook. That's what I imagine.
Because, like, I don't need to know.
Oh, but I had a thought about this because I saw like an old mom friend mm-hmm. on Strava. And it made me think, like, there should be a Strava for, like, moms of large families. I just grocery shopped for 7 people for the week and loaded all those groceries into my car and loaded all the groceries into my, you know, just like I was carrying these heavy bags all the way from our backyard, because that's where we park, to the house, and was like, I could post this as a workout. Like, I am like engaging my core and like lifting, you know, 25 pounds on both arms, and I don't know, whatever.
You could, like, totally create that. I mean, that sounds like a cool thing if you know what you're getting into. I just don't like going on Facebook and, you know, seeing my cousin's photos and their kids, and then I'm like, oh, and like hit with like some random person from high school and their workout. I'm just, I don't care.
Okay, that's, but like, that did happen to me. Yeah. I saw that a friend from college is now like an Ironman certified coach, and his workouts, oh my gosh. I was like, what? Is this? He was like swimming 5,000 yards in an hour lunch swim. And I was like, what? Who are you? Slash, like, how much time you spend exercising.
Right. Very good. All right. Yeah, that's not the that I could see how it'd be fun if you're doing it with someone, like you're like seeing your dads and like family.
But no, I was like, I don't feel like I even have the time or energy to post or try to post anything that I'm doing, but I don't know. I just wanted to feel more connected to my family.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just like on the it could be on the spectrum of like brag city, and then could be on the spectrum of like super inspirational and like pumps me up and connect with other people. It's just like you gotta go to the right zone. Yeah.
Using it. What else was I gonna update?
I can talk about my hair.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with my curtain bangs. I think they've like lived a good life. And my hair is growing back, and I'm kind of like, okay, cool.
So that they will grow out.
Yeah, I mean, like, and they're fine. It'll take a while. I'm just like emotionally disassociating with them.
Okay.
I'm like, you're there. I'm over you. Because I just like loved them for so long. And I'm like, I do feel like my hair's growing back quicker this time, though. Hopefully that means I'm evening out more now. Although I had more mucus today. Thought I was not. And then I did. No idea.
I thought you were still on your period.
Yeah, I'm on like the very, very end though. Like tomorrow should be completely a green day, but it's not. So yeah, I think we're just gonna mentally today to that. So I was like, mentally, I'm just like, this cycle is just so wonky. Like, I'm really only expecting to like use post peak days for this cycle. But yeah, so I got my period back. I got like a fake period, which I thought was a fake period, but I think it was just a really light period, and then a real period. And I was able to catch both those ovulations with cervical mucus and LH strips. So I feel like a lot of people are really into the LH strips. I get a lot of questions about that. But so those are great. I've just been – I can put a link to the ones I use in a video that kind of gives a good overview. But definitely my – strategy right now is just like take LH strips every day, like use mucus first as my initial and like primary observation, and like LH strips every day, and just like like helps me to see it when I'm in this like super crazy postpartum up and down time. But I do see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, yeah, like it'll get there, and like it is normalizing, and like it's good. But I did have like, you know, like a 48-day cycle or something crazy like that. I don't know.
I'm still not charting at all.
Yeah, I know. No, it's okay. But you're fine. You're fine.
I like hearing this. And like, this is still way off for me, right? Like,
yeah, it is. Well, Joseph's 5 months. Right?
5 months. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got several months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Well, we could go through our like Advent and Christmas list.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking for you guys don't travel for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Like, I feel like most of my angst comes from the disruption of routine that comes with travel. So yeah, I'm curious for you, like, what are the, because you keep it really simple and calm, like what do the holidays bring for you when you're doing it at home?
Well, I think because it is, I mean, and I'm so grateful that we do stay at home, and we have had family come right after Christmas or sometimes, like, I mean, everyone's like allowed to come. We don't, you know, disallow family to come, but it just ends up happening because of travel, and that family is so far away that they haven't been with us for actual like Christmas Day. But because of that, I think there's also the great gift that like we get to be in charge of everything, of how we, you know, choreograph our Christmas and our week, but also then we have to choreograph our entire Christmas and our entire week. You know, it's a two-edged sword, and I'm happy to be on this side of the sword. But I think with anything, like with holidays, I was able to like really pinpoint it last year of like, why is this so hard? This is like so stressful. Like I do make this so easy. Yeah. And I'm not traveling, and it's just like, I'm keeping it so low key, but there's still so many things to do and so much to prepare. And it's like that, the insanely difficult balance of like providing all this like wonderful magic and cheer and joy and sparkle and fruitfulness and like virtuousness and patience, and having to teach both of those things and hold both of those things is really hard. So that's like where my mindset is at. Well, it's like, okay, we want to teach. Yeah. Like I'm thinking right now, I'm planning on having a few neighbors over to do decorating St. Nicholas Bishop shaped cookies for the feast day of St. Nicholas. And like, that's a great thing. And I'm keeping it like simple by delegating roles, so I don't have to like be making everything. We have this like great book, The Baker's Dozen, all about these St. Nicholas cookies. And this like cookie cutter that I have is really cool, because it actually is like bishop shaped. Like he's got his bishop hat and his bishop staff, but it's still like, so it's like, that's like all the fun things that we teach. But then at the same time, we also want to teach them like, okay, like patience, and like we take turns, and like we're doing this for a reason, and it's really and you know, there's meaning behind this, and let's be generous with each other and patient with each other. So it's really hard to like teach kids to be patient while also like doing super fun sparkly things. Like young kids especially.
I found that moment that, or yeah, I was thinking about that paradox or challenge the other day, because I was signing up. I was like kind of frantically signing up for this free gingerbread bash. It's mm-hmm. right down the street from us. It's free. Mm-hmm. You go there to make the gingerbread houses. So it's not happening in my mm-hmm. house. I was like mm-hmm. thinking through, is this something I want to do? Yes, I think it is. But like tickets were, the free tickets were selling out super fast. And my neighbor was like, if you want to do this, you should sign up right now, because like there's like five left, you know, like get on it. So I was like, huh. I was feeling the like holiday, like, yeah, I want my kids, like my kids will love this. They'll be so excited to go to the, like, I gotta get it. Got it. And then found myself unable to, like, Chris wanted to like talk or hang out or connect or something. And I was like, ah, like, I can't, like, I just can't, because I'm like focused on this gingerbread bash. And then had this moment of like, okay, what mm-hmm. is this season about? mm-hmm. Who is mm-hmm. the person standing before me? Like, mm-hmm. who cares about? Yeah. So just thinking like, okay, I want to provide these fun activities for my kids that fit within like what I want to do.
Yeah, like good things. That's
yeah,
a great,
good things. Yeah, I want to do these good things. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get caught up in that and like, I was just sort of like, maybe a good way to check myself is like, for anything like fun I think of to do for the kids, am I also like planning good spiritual things for myself in this season that will like center me and mm-hmm. bring me back to like, yeah, like how can I be patient and generous mm-hmm. as I'm doing these things?
Which is a lot of mental load. And this is a lot of like decision fatigue, because yes. there are so many things and you do have to constantly field. And this is just like holidays in general now. Like this was with Halloween, right? Like Halloween came and we celebrate Halloween. We always get together with Dominic's God family and we do dinner and we go, and it's like a whole fun evening with our two families. And we keep it really, you know, quote unquote, simple, like where we simplify things, like nobody has crazy costumes, you know, it's just whatever. So it's all simple, but it's still exhausting, even though it's this like great fun thing. But that's not Halloween. That's Halloween in 3 hours. But really Halloween was like, there's like a festival at school and there's like Halloween parties and they want you to sign up to bring things for Halloween. And then people are like, you're like random neighbors and people at the store are like, it's Halloween in 12 days. Here's some extra candy. And it's like, what is happening? It's like Halloween for a month now. And I feel like so many holidays are like that. And I'm like, no. Like, can we just wait until this night, which is like this huge issue that comes up now, like with Advent and Christmas, which like, okay. So I will say, Alex and I just talked about this tonight, that we need to wake up like 20, 30 minutes earlier because my like morning prayer time has just not been consistent enough. And I just have to wake up earlier right now because I really do need that time. And I feel like that is what's going to get me through Advent well. It's like waking up earlier and praying. And I know like that's not in the cards for absolutely everybody, but like this is absolutely what I need. But this whole like, I was specifically thinking about Advent chocolate calendars today. And I started to get real huffy. This is combining so many things that I have a problem with, like constant sweets. And like, let's say you have 2 to 3 plus more kids. Even just let's say you have 2 kids that are of like chocolate eating age. You then need to like have 2, like, what are we splitting them in half and crying about it every day? Are we cutting, and my piece is bigger than like, okay, so now we have 2 Advent calendars with these chocolates. And then every day it's this like whole thing. And then we've had candy every day. And I was like, why are we doing like, okay, maybe it's not candy. Like maybe it's something like a vitamin. Let's say there's a chewable probiotic in each one. Still, it's never going to happen, but still I would say no. But this like whole idea that we are like opening up presents during Advent is bonkers. And I was like Googling, what is the history of these like Advent chocolate boxes? Like maybe there's something I missed. Like maybe there's some, and there's not. It's just like totally commercialized. Been like since the 50s or so, but like really since like 70s, 80s. And then I like read a line in this like NPR article that I was reading about it, where it was like, you know, and companies that like sold this to like prolong the joy and the like excitement, like leading up to Christmas. So I was like, okay. I understand, like it comes from a good place of like, especially like the secular world, like they know that something is happening and they want to market somehow, but they don't have like the language that we have with a liturgical calendar of Advent and with like what we do. So I have this line, I have the Bishop Robert Barron, the Word Became Flesh Advent and Christmas meditations. And he says, Advent is the liturgical season of vigilance, or to put it more mundanely, of waiting. During the 4 weeks prior to Christmas, we light the candles of our Advent wreaths and put ourselves in the spiritual space of the Israelite people who, through many long centuries, waited for the coming of the Messiah. How long, O Lord? Psalm 13:1. So like, even if you don't do anything for Advent and you just abstain from giving your kids extra sweets and presents, you have like taught them the main thing of Advent. If you're like, I'm not decorating, I'm not doing this, and like just if you're waiting for Christmas, then you are crushing Advent.
Yeah,
so that's my haters, but I feel like you probably would enjoy the chocolate, so I
oh no, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't? Good for you.
Yeah, it fits. In my mind, it just fits. Like eating chocolate every day leading up to Christmas would feel like feasting, and it's not a season of feasting. So
yay!
Aldi has a cheese Advent calendar. Different little European cheeses.
Yeah. I don't care what's in it.
I've seen Trader Joe's has like ones for your cat.
Oh like, my gosh, no. See, like this, what is this world coming to? To me, that's like, oh, I mean, it's little silly things, but it's like waiting. Advent is about waiting. Mm-hmm. And don't like, okay, yeah, celebrate the feast day of St. Nicholas on December 6th. That's in there. Find your presents and gifts for that. I do lots of stuff for that. I think that's great. With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com.
So right now, one of their new items, a take on friendship bracelets. It's like a best friend decade set. And the theme is like the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Elizabeth. Light pink with a white accent. And the other one's more white with a light pink accent. It's like, wear one and give one and pray for your best friend. It's just like so cute.
With the code LASTINLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at ChooseLife.com.
Oh, I just feel like Advent is so rich with imagery. Like the darkness, waiting in darkness, the light coming. People who've walked in darkness have seen a great light. That candles, right? Like you're the waking up 20 minutes earlier, sitting with a candle in the morning. Like to me, that is what I think of when I think of Advent. I mean, obviously the Advent wreath with the candles. Let's just sit with, I mean, it's a very catechesis of the Good Shepherd, right? Let's just sit with this beautiful image before us of like the light of Christ coming into the darkness. But also I'm thinking about the amazing retreat that I got to go on during Advent last year and like already mourning that I can't do that again this year. It was so amazing. But I did enjoy getting to go to Mass at that retreat. Anyway, it makes me think, should I try to get to a daily Mass during Advent, or is that doable with Joseph and naps right now? At least reading the Mass, the daily Mass readings, because they always, well, this time of year, right before Advent, it always like freaks me out with all the end time apocalyptic imagery. And I'm like, oh yeah, judgment, my soul, let's go to confession. And then the like,
yeah,
let's prepare for Christmas with these readings.
Mm-hmm. In one of the Catechism in a Year, Father Mike Schmidt talked about, he was like, we should every day or like as regularly as we can picture ourselves dying. This is, he basically said that. I'm sure it's like slightly different, but like picture that, like, because like you are gonna die. Like think about that, sit in that, and like how will you live differently? Cool, that's been good advice.
Yeah.
I love end time imagery. It fuels me up like no other motivation.
You love what?
End times imagery. Oh. at our first parish, there was this huge mural of the saints pulling people up to heaven and then the demons like pulling people down to hell, and like the scale in the middle and like your soul being weighed in the balance. And it was like, whoo! As you walk out of church, like, yes, like pull me up.
I might read The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I started it. I don't think I finished it. So anyway, I was like, this might be good Advent reading.
I was listening to good Jamie Glowacki, once again, my gal, on travel and holiday stuff. And she was like, just emphasizing like, yes, you can stray from the routine. You can do the travel. You can skip the nap. You can do it like if that's what you're about, if that's what you want to do. But like, do not be surprised when everyone melts down. And like, do not be angry at the kids that they are like freaking out for 3 days. Like expect that, just like prepare for that. And like, that is okay. And everyone has to make sacrifices to see family sometimes. And that's great. Just like get in the right headspace if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
I was already thinking like last year was the first year we went to this like special neighborhood, like 15 minutes from here, that does like a Christmas light competition in the neighborhood. So like really cool Christmas lights. And I was already thinking like, I don't think Dominic's going to be able to like do that. Even if it's like, I mean, he's not going to enjoy it, obviously. Like what, 8 months by then. But I think it's just going to be like too close to bedtime for him to enjoy. And like, oh, that means I don't get to see them. But like, okay. Like, you know, Alex can take them or vice versa. And just like, yep. Like when they're so little, really little kids don't need all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Alex and I did watch Christmas with the Cranks last night, which was super fun, and wrapped up a bunch of presents. Have you seen that?
No. You've definitely seen way more Christmas movies than I have. It's just not a genre I ever think to watch.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this, my favorite line in the movie. Basically, he has to put up this huge Frosty the Snowman on his roof because their Christmas is turned upside down, blah, blah, blah. And it's a super stressful moment. And we have to get this gigantic, like 10-foot snowman on our roof right away. Otherwise, bad things will happen, right? And Jamie Lee Curtis says to him, how long is it going to take you to put up Frosty? And he goes, 3 days. She goes, great. Because like, I just felt like that's so true. Like these big projects that we're like, come on, when are you going to do this? And the husband's like, I need a few days, obviously. But like, he has to get it done right. Anyway, I felt like that was the most real moment. Anyway, maybe that's just my marriage. But and then we have snow. We have like 2 inches of snow to deal with today. So we're dealing with getting the like snow bags together so that like in their, you know, they can take their backpack and their tennis shoes. But then in their extra bag, which they're not allowed to leave at school. No, no. They have to bring it home and take it back and forth every day. Like extra boots and snow pants. And they still didn't go outside during recess or lunch today. Like the school has their like policy and their number of, you know, like how many degrees, but I feel like they don't always honor that. Or like maybe like wind. They have to like also factor in wind, which I appreciate, but I'm just like, we're packing it all. Just go outside for 10 minutes. Like it's worth it. But Paul has come home from school the last 2 days and like stayed outside for an hour and just like been super happy to play in the snow. And he's got like the backyard is full of dump truck tracks. It's amazing. Okay. Do you have any other tips for people on like dealing with Advent and Christmas?
I really like drink water. Mm-hmm. Always a good one.
Because mastitis, this is like the highest time of year for mastitis because people are in like long car trips and like not nursing as much and they don't want to nurse in front of family as much and you end up like retreating or not like latching as well. And yeah, drink water so you don't get mastitis and ruin your Christmas. So simple.
Clean one special thing a day in gratitude.
This is, I feel some judgment. You, this is.
No, I'm just, this, just explain to me. Oh, like Stregonona. Like you're like preparing the house, preparing your heart for Christmas?
No.
No. Okay.
Cool. Totally could. This is if you're especially the type of person that struggles with like wanting to buy more and more.
Ah, like yes.
Buy things to decorate your house. Buy things to make it more fun and festive. Buy more presents for your family, for yourself. If you are like the type of person that is getting sucked into that a little bit and you don't want to be, then every time I feel like, and I don't super feel like I have that pull, but if I do start to feel that, I'm like, oh, I should go clean my oven and just remember how grateful. And every time I do something like that, I'm like, wow, this is a great oven. Like, and it's beautiful and it's like clean now. And I feed my family with this and I'm so grateful for this. And yeah, I think cleaning and organizing things always helps to remind you how much you have. So yeah, that's why I put that on there of like,
that is like so countercultural, man.
Clean your oven and do not buy Advent chocolate calendars.
I mean, anything that pushes against consumerism this time of year is like, oh, it's just hard to go against the flow. We all feel it.
All right. Do you have a laugh of the week? What's your laugh of the week?
No, nothing funny has happened. I guess the thing I think of is like the most laughter that has happened has been like Joseph being cute and everyone like laughing at him. That's when I find myself smiling the most, is like seeing a kid smile at Joseph. Mm-hmm. Like I'm smiling because I'm like, oh, he's so cute. Mm-hmm. And they're so cute. And siblings. Mm-hmm. Like, and then during our family prayer, which is still going several weeks in.
Nice.
John's like waddling around in his sleep sack and there's like a litany of saints at the end. And so Blessed Chiara Badano is in there and he'll just kind of like repeat it babbling and go, Badano.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.